Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
I got on the line, Larissa, and it looked like it's going to be me and you. I think Eve wanted to call in, but who knows?
Okay.
How you doing, Larissa?
I'm good. How are you, Dad?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Busy week, writing, mastering different CDs. I've been busy this week.
Okay.
And proofreading
cool.
that novel so I can put it on, you know, as an ebook. That's what I'm waiting to do. So I'm almost
right.
done a proofreading.
Okay. That's what's up.
Ah, the first item up for bids.
Lord.
Well, most of these are not questions. This is to ask your opinion. I think I need to get that straight with Donna and everybody else. They talking about it's a no question. I'm like, okay. These are different subjects just to promote discussion and how you feel and opinionated, you know, in your view. You might be looking at it a different way than I am or anybody else is.
Right, right.
Okay. So the first one that's really hot is that BuzzFeed report that Michael Cohen was instructed by Trump to lie to Congress. Well, the special counselor, Robert Mueller, finally said something after 20 months into this investigation by denying that report. They're saying what was some of the factors in that report was not true. And after they said that, BuzzFeed came back and said, we checked all our investigators and everything, and they said it. They stand by what it said. So we had a standoff. So, I mean, I know how I feel about it, even if I didn't need BuzzFeed. I didn't need Robert Mueller to tell me what was going on. They just presented to me and said, do you believe that Michael Cohen was instructed by Trump to lie to Congress? And, Larissa, what would your answer be?
my answer would be, yes. I absolutely think he instructed him. But this is the thing. As far as the Mueller thing happened, I think BuzzFeed got a hold of something that they wasn't, something that maybe Mueller didn't want them to get a hold of. So that's why he's saying not accurate. I think that they just didn't want it to come out yet. I think what BuzzFeed reported, and this is just my opinion, what BuzzFeed reported was actually true. What I think happened was it was something that wasn't supposed to be revealed, and Mueller had to come out and say, not accurate, you know, because, you know, that's what I think. That's personally what I think.
So, in other words, it was too true.
Yeah, true. Yes, true.
Nigga, you about... Hey, look, I guess they say, Negro, you about to spill the beans.
Right,
you know,
right.
You got Michael Cohen supposed to come in next week and testify to Congress to clear up all his lies. So maybe they waiting for him to come in to say that, or maybe they don't want him to say too much. You know.
That's what I think. Because, you know, Mueller's been very quiet. You know, he's been very quiet. And
yeah,
I think that BuzzFeed just got a hold of something. That's what I think. That's my theory.
That's a good theory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think because they didn't specifically say what wasn't accurate. You know what I mean? They just said
right.
some of the report. Now we still in mystery. I don't know. I don't know what you're
right.
talking about. What part of it are you talking
right.
about?
Because you know what? Mueller gave two words. All he said was not accurate. And that ain't enough for me.
That ain't enough for me.
Like it ain't accurate.
Yeah, if you're going to say something, I want you to say a paragraph.
Right.
Don't be riddling me this and riddling me that. I want a full explanation.
Right, exactly.
Okay, the next one, I don't know if you heard about this, which I found very crazy and odd, but of course this is the Trump administration. During the shutdown, they are calling back historical park people and places like the MLK Center and their workers by paying them with the fee money to open them back up, because they know the news media would be all on them if the MLK Center was closed during MLK's holiday.
Right.
Don't that sound something shady that Trump would do? I see Donna is on the line too.
Yes.
Extremely.
Yes.
I found that.
I believe he didn't want the backlash. I believe he didn't want the backlash for this. You know, he getting enough backlash. This would have been backlash. You know, so. That just for that reason, that's what I think. That's what I think.
804, you're on the line.
Hey, babe, how are you? Peace and love, everybody.
What's up, E?
How are you, E?
Hey, peace and love, everybody.
E, we were talking about, I don't know if you caught it when I said about they're opening the MLK Center. They're supposed to be closed because it's shut down, but they're opening it and running it off of the fees that they make, and they're doing it so it don't look bad on MLK Day that the MLK Center was closed. And basically, I'm not asking no questions like I told Larissa at the beginning. I'm just asking for your opinions and how you feel about that. And I'm asking E, how you feel about that? Do you think that's just shady?
I mean, yes, it's shady. Yes, it's beyond shady, but they better have it open during the holiday.
It would look bad, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be surprising from him, but I don't think he ain't ready to buy that sandwich. So,
right.
He's already alienated, you know, everybody. So I just think that he's trying to save face. It really doesn't matter what 45 does. Nobody's going to be rocking with him. But, yeah, it's extremely shady. Because while you're opening up the MLK Center, you still got over 8,000 families that ain't going to have no food, light, and possibly
ain't
going
to be able to drive to work in a minute.
Yeah.
That was my main problem anyway, getting to work. I need gas money. Because, you know, the gas go up, then it come down, then it go up.
Yep.
That's my main problem right there. I've been like, look, man, if I had to choose between putting $4 of gas and get this dollar special at Burger King, guess which one I'm doing?
How about that?
With an extra cup of water.
I think the timing was off. This happened right after or before the holiday, when people are spending a lot of extra money that they have and different things. I think that affects the shutdown too, the timing of it when it happens.
But it's not a real shutdown because Congress is still getting paid. So the people in government that shut it down still getting a check. Not fair. And now you're cutting WIC, you know. And yeah, we have trifling people who get public assistance. But what about all those people who are not trifling? Now their baby can't have no milk, you know. The food stamp program that's predominantly not African American as so thought, those people are going to go hungry. What's going to happen to the people that are on Section 8? Are they getting ready to get put out? It has not been thought through. He's acting like a petulant 2-year-old child, throwing a temper tantrum. And he, you know, it's sad.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's food stamp funding for February, but March there's none.
There is none.
There's no food stamp funding, no Section 8 funding, no WIC funding. There's none.
No.
For March. They gave the food stamps early. They gave the food stamps early.
They did get the food stamps early. However, the WIC, I've had clients that, for my second job, I've had clients tell me that they are not, that they, their WIC coupon did not, was not loaded. So there was no WIC for January.
Oh, there wasn't any WIC for January. Oh, okay. In some counties, no. Some states, yes, they still have it. But for a lot of the counties, no, ma'am.
Wow. So you know, they went to get their, you know, they went between the 4th and the 7th, which is usually when the new coupons come out. And they were like, nah, sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but, you know.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, in California, they gave them, they're allowed to go put in for unemployment in California because of the shutdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, it doesn't matter what your military affiliation, if you are a federal employee, they're giving you tax-free loans during the shutdown. Zero interest payback. So,
hey, this whole thing is just ridiculous.
Beyond.
I think because of, I wrote on Facebook because of a political issue. Government shouldn't be shut down. Workers shouldn't be out of work because of a political issue. Now I understand because of the debt ceiling and you got to have enough money to run the government. Okay. Then everybody should be shut down. That includes the lawmakers too.
Congress,
yeah, I mean,
too.
You don't even have to shut them down, but they shouldn't get paid. If the federal workers aren't getting paid, they are the height of the federal workers. They should not get not one red cent. However, you know, it's a very sad day when you're standing with the very person who's taking food out of the mouth of babies. And while you still got your little raise, you still are getting paid during the shutdown. What you didn't shut down, you just shut everything else down. So
right. And I get it. I understand they shouldn't be getting paid either. But
no.
Nobody should be forced not to go to work on a political issue. This is political. This war is political. It's not about feeling how much money the government got. It's political.
Right.
Anyway, I digress. The next thing I want your opinion on, I don't know if you heard about this too. It concerns the shutdown. Even though there is a shutdown, workers of the Department of Interior are going to work to write oil and gas permits. They called them back in. Still on furlough. The oil company benefits from this because they can get, they need to get permits, but they need to have surveys in order to get the permits, reviews, and environmental impact statements should be done before they even write permit, but they call the people back just the right permits so the oil companies can keep making their money.
Wow.
Go
ahead, Ish.
I said, ain't that some shiggity? I'm sorry.
No, go. You can go first. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's some bullshit. That never mind. I'm sorry.
Hey, she's been wanting to cuss since she been on. Just go home.
I'm trying, y'all.
Hey, E, just go on the cuss because
I'm not helping. I'm trying not to be that person this year. I'm trying. Pray for my strength and soul, everybody.
I'm about ready to take a collection of what? That sounds like a testimony right there. Anyway,
yes.
Larissa, how you feel about this craziness with the interior, the Department of Interior workers going just the right permits without having impact statements on how basically, like in Alaska, I know because I lived up there. People work on the oil gas line on the slopes. Sometimes the slope shifts because of the weather and how much snow they got. And if you're not writing an impact statement, that's going to affect how the pipeline shifts so people could go out there and work on it and keep it straight, there might be a disaster. What they're doing is just going out there, yeah, you can get this oil, here's your permit, without even checking, without even doing any surveys. So how you feel about that, Larissa?
I think it's ridiculous, and I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous to pick and choose and say, okay, we need you to come back and do little bits and pieces of your job. I think it's dangerous and ridiculous at the same time. That's what I said, dangerous and ridiculous.
Yeah, I get you.
Just like those TSA agents letting everybody in the club get tipsy. That's ridiculous and dangerous.
That's ridiculous and dangerous.
She said an old song at the same time I understood what she meant.
Right.
They're letting everybody in the club get tipsy. Oh, my God.
Everybody come on.
Now, here's one subject that I did agree with. Finally, after all this time, Steve King loses House committee seats over his white supremacy statements. Go on, Larissa.
Hallelujah. That's all I got to say. Hallelujah.
I hated Steve King.
Ooh, right. Yeah.
Ooh, I got two bad knees that I want to beat him up. Go on, E.
No.
I'm for real.
Like, what took them so long? That's what I want to know. Like, they know, they all have already known how trifling he was. It wasn't a secret. He wasn't even trying to hide it. So,
yeah. Like, he wasn't trying to hide it.
No.
All these years.
No.
And when Obama was in, they didn't care what he said.
Right. Right. And therein lies the problem.
And I think it's because the Republican Party is getting so bad now, they just couldn't have one more thing added on.
That's fine.
Just being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Michael Cohen is the both we talked about at the beginning, but what do you think he's going to say when he testifies in front of Congress? I think
he's. Whoa. I can't wait. I don't know what he's going to say. I just want him to say it.
What you want him to say, E?
Anything. He can sing like Leontine Price. You know, I wouldn't care.
Larissa?
I hope he's going to tell the truth. For one, you know, he don't need to get in no more trouble than he already in. So I hope he get up there and tell the truth. And I think he will, you know, but I hope ain't no foolishness now.
I don't know. The jury is still out for me.
Really?
You think he's going to get up there and talk crazy? I mean, I want him to tell the truth. I don't know.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to tell you all.
Do you think he's going to get up there and tell the truth?
I don't know because, you know, they said, what did Giuliani say? That they should be getting his dad in trouble and they're trying to threaten his family on the side, on the sneak tip. You notice that? He keeps mentioning his and did all his dirt, maybe Michael Cohen get in there and freeze up again. I don't know.
I know.
That's family right there. You don't want your dad.
He better pick his poison. He be scared of Trump, or he better be scared of Mueller. You better pick which one you want to be scared of.
You ain't lying,
cause
they can still have some more time on it, on them too.
Right.
Okay. I'm trying to choose which one I want to use. Okay, that 13-year-old girl from Wisconsin found alive after 3 months. Jamie Kloss. Her parents were killed, but she was kidnapped. She escaped
right.
her kidnapper, and she gave the information to that lady that found her on the street, and actually got the guy in trouble, and they arrested him. And they do believe that he's the one who killed her parents.
The parents, yep.
That sounds like a movie of the week scenario right there.
Lifetime movie in the making, yes sir.
I think Lifetime
don't waste no time in putting their movies out.
So you think they're gonna have a Lifetime movie about it next week?
it's probably gonna be on tomorrow.
Right.
That is crazy though. And they said she looked like she had been through it. She was tired looking.
Damn.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And I wonder how she escaped. That's another thing.
He said that he had planned it. He seen her. He tried to attempt to abduct her 2 times before, but it didn't work out.
So he had this plan from the giddy up.
Yeah.
But did he plan to kill her parents?
Probably. How was he ever going to get her from him? He knew that he was going to collateral damage, babe. Collateral damage.
That's
yep.
crazy to me. Trump concealed what was said in the meeting with Putin and Berg. He also he took the interpreter's notes and told them not to say anything. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not Negro Domus, but I've been saying this. I had said it when it first started. That nobody didn't know what was said between him and Putin. I said, well, the interpreter knows. I bet they took the interpreter's notes and told the interpreter to shut up. Don't say nothing. Here we go. Lo and behold, months later, we find out that was almost what was said. How do you feel about that, Larissa?
I ain't surprised. I'm not surprised at all. He don't want no one to find out what he's saying to Putin in there. He don't want us to know that, so I ain't surprised. I mean, I expect that of him. I think it's bold. I think it's very bold. I think it's unpresidential. But I'm not surprised one bit. Nope.
You said presidential? Go figure.
Unpresidential. Unpresidential.
She said
go
un.
Figure. Yeah, un.
I said go figure.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything presidential yet.
Since he's been fed seated.
Right.
What do you feel about it, E?
I'm no Miss Cleo either. However, it's not shocking.
You on the roll today.
Yeah, she is. She had her Wheaties last night, this morning.
She's on a hot butter roll with extra gravy so she can sop
right.
it up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not shocked, and the American people should not be shocked at all because... I mean, he is who he is. He's been in bed with Putin for a minute. And that's not a secret. And he's been trying to hide it. That's not a secret either. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're right about that. Quite obvious. The White House. The White House has not paid the water bill 30 days behind. And the company is debating about cutting it off in 60 days. For a complete payment or a lien will be put on the property. How they do that to the White House?
Listen.
Well, he said he was going to run the country like he ran his businesses. So there you go.
They
you know how he ran his businesses.
They all went bankrupt.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think not paying the water bill would really be his responsibility. Do you think that? I think it should be on the White House. Don't you think, y'all?
It's his staff.
Somebody dropped the ball. And
yeah, it's his staff. Like, I agree with you on that. Yeah,
that's right. You're the commander in chief. So when number 44, Mr. President Barack Hussein Obama was president, ain't no lights get cut off. No water got cut off. All right. So just
yeah.
saying.
It would have been more plausible with a black man in there, right? If that's what you said. We notorious kills on top.
We might have had to tell him tighten up a little bit, but in the grand scheme of things, who's checking the checker? Apparently nobody. So.
Right. Question here. This is a question. Who do you think is right in this shutdown? Is it the Republicans are right, Democrats are right, or it's equal parts? You know, it's 50-50 on both sides. Or it could be somebody else that you think is responsible for having this thing go on as long as it has. Starting with Larissa, who do you think is responsible for this?
Okay, I got two words for that. The wall. Okay, this wall that was supposed to be paid for by Mexico, then reimbursed by Mexico, then Mexico gonna pay it with this. No, nobody's giving money for this wall. Nobody's giving money for this quote unquote or however you want to say it, metaphoric wall. The wall is what the problem is. Take the wall out of it. Take the wall out so we can get something done. Take the wall out. It's the wall's fault.
I think that ultimately, I think it falls on the president. He's the one who threatened to shut down. He's the one that shut everything down. I think that for whatever reason, this is just one of his tantrums. And I honestly believe that until the pain is felt throughout Congress, then the people won't get it, because one check, hold Congress's check, one for 2 weeks, I'm sure they would come to a resolution. That's across the board, Democrats and Republicans. But the bigger picture is, like we talked about in another show, it really, the wall, why do you want the wall? Because all the drug dealers, they're not coming across the wall. They got their own plane. They have their own boat. They have their own yacht. They're not coming across the wall. They're not smuggling drugs across the wall. And if they are, they're in the tunnel. But I guarantee if you stop payment on Congress's check, they will be up all night trying to come to some type of resolution.
Right.
The wall, you know what he's doing with this wall is? The wall is so that he can run in 2020 and win, so they can still be behind him. This is a campaign type of thing. That's the way I see it. That's what this wall is. Well, you got to give the people what they want, or they may not vote for you if you don't get this wall. That's why he's pushing the wall, so he can still get them voted. That's what I think, anyway.
Well, if you go on the full length of the promise, Mexico was supposed to pay for it in the first place.
Correct.
Right.
And after his little speech yesterday, he talking about he did a come promise. He didn't do nothing. All he did was take the wallet and decided to give it back. He didn't really do nothing.
Right.
He ain't up nothing.
Right.
I mean, who wants a temporary DACA solution? Come on, man. I'm like, and you talking about $5 billion. I was mad with that. You got $1.6 billion the year before and ain't spent none of it yet.
Right.
So what is he doing?
This is my thing. You had control of the Senate. You had control of the House. You had control of the presidency. Why did you not get the wall passed then? Why didn't you get the wall bill passed when you had control of everything? Why didn't you get it passed?
is a Republican didn't want it either.
Right. Exactly.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
We come to another end. That's the end. The music let you know. That's the end of it. I thank you, E, for calling. I thank you, Larissa. Hopefully everybody else will be back next week. Jeffrey had something to do this week, which is understandable. I mean, you know, I try to do it every Sunday. And as much jacked up stuff is going on with this administration, we're going to have enough material to do it every Sunday.
Right. But it ain't never going to be a time, not until at least 2020, so we don't have something to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. We might have to cancel the show because it's going to be so quiet and somebody else get in.
Right.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good, safe week. And hopefully I'll talk to you again next Sunday.
All right.
All right,
see
love.
You. Bye.
Love, everybody.